And now this is a dictation for Gary, G-A-R-Y, Rhodes, R-H-O-D-E-S, November 13, 56. Addresses a letter to Dr. Mary, M-U-R-R-A-Y, 5831914. Dear Dr. Mary, a follow-up for Mr. Rhodes. He goes by Brian, B-R-Y-A-N. Last visit, December 2021. He has a renal transplant, underlying diabetic nephropathy, hypertension. No hospital admission. Developed gangrene, toe amputations left-sided. Wounds remains open, but they're slowly healing. Prior antibiotics, not at the present time. No fever, no bleeding. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. Heartburn on treatment. No progression, no abdominal pain. Stable dyspnea, no chest pain palpitation. No hemoptysis, no orthopnea, PND. Medication list review. Transplant on Tacro. Telcept, prednisone. Blood pressure, Lasix. Coric, diabetes, cholesterol management, antidepressants, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, weight 234, blood pressure has been in the 160s over 80s. No respiratory distress, no localized RALS, no pericardial RAP, no kidney transplant tenderness, ascites, stable edema, no gross focal deficit, next paragraph, chemistries, baseline creatinine 0.9 to 1.1, creatinine in January, however, went to 1.6 for a GFR of 47, stage 3, a low potassium of 3.4 with a normal sodium acid base, a low albumin 2.8, corrected calcium normal, phosphorus minolate increased 4.8, anemia 12.5 with a normal white blood cell and platelet. He's been complaining of severe frequency urgency and incontinence. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, a change of kidney function. We will do kidney bladder ultrasound as he has symptoms of enlargement of the prostate with frequency, nocturia, incontinence. He also has the prior peripheral vascular disease, diabetic foot ulcer requiring amputation, prior procedures. Prior antibiotic exposure, blood test will need to be updated, further advice based on results, his last tacrolimus was not done, he has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, he has low albumin, which could be reactive for gangrene amputation and persisting ulcers. He's on diuretics that might explain the low potassium and upper bicarbonate. There is anemia, reactive, no external bleeding, has not needed EPO treatment. Blood test needs to be repeated, including a Tacro levels. We will see if there is any activity in the urine for blood protein or for blood cells or severe proteinuria. Further advice to follow with results, end of dictation,